You're listening to WMUK Kalamazoo, information and inspiration. Open seats often mean crowded primary elections in Michigan, and that's the situation in the 60th State House District that includes the city of Kalamazoo this August. Representative Sean McCann will leave the House after two terms because he's running for state Senate, and for years the 60th has been considered a safe House district for Democrats. So the race has attracted three candidates seeking that party's nomination to replace McCann. Two of the candidates hoping to be the Democratic standard bearer in the 60th are local elected officials. The other is a well-known political operative. As is often the case in primaries, they don't disagree much on the issues. They all say taxes must be increased to fix roads and that the state should spend more on education. And all three say Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage should be overturned. So rather than debating those points, they hope their different experiences and backgrounds will set them apart. Pamela Brown Goodacre has served as a Kalamazoo Township trustee for 2 years and is a part-time instructor at the University of Michigan. Goodacre says she has real-world experience that would make her a good legislator, including years spent trying to get by with minimum wage jobs.
And I have an ability to see this and have an experience of knowing how to, what we need, and I don't have to ask that because I'm a stakeholder here and have been a stakeholder for a long time and will continue to be a stakeholder here. On the other side, there are things that have to be done, and the status quo is one of the reasons why I am running, because we have to get in and change things for the new millennium. And if people are looking to move us to in the direction of progression and technology and science, and then I'm your person, I'm the person for you.
The other elected official in the 60th District Democratic primary has served on the Kalamazoo County Commission for 20 years. Dave Buskirk is a retired electrician who says that experience has taught him the value of seeking consensus to get things done. Buskirk says he's done that at the local level and can translate that experience to the state capitol, where bipartisanship has been notably lacking in recent years.
One is my experience and my leadership capabilities within this community allows me to have built relationships that allows me to sit down with different people at different places and come and try and build consensus. I think we've done that over the years. I think one of the things that I pledged to do, and we signed this pledge on April 16th when I filed my paperwork, that my pledge to the residents of the 60th District to run an open and honest campaign. I'll serve with integrity and use my skills, my leadership skills, to benefit the people of the 60th District and the state of Michigan. And I will be a continuous consensus builder to get things done here in the state of Michigan.
But the third Democrat in the 60th District State House primary says local elected experience doesn't necessarily prepare you for the rough and tumble of Lansing politics. John Hoadley has not held elective office, but has played prominent roles in political campaigns. He helped lead the successful campaign for Kalamazoo's ordinance banning discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And Hoadley has served as the campaign manager for other candidates, including Michigan's Supreme Court Justice Mary Bridget McCarthy.
When we go to Lansing, you've got to figure out how to both advocate in a caucus of 50 or 50 plus. You're going to have to be working with lawmakers across the state and folks that you're not going to see every day. You know, unlike the county commission or the city commission, you're not going to run into them at the grocery store or at church. You know, so it is a different set of assets and skills needed. One that I've been doing because I've been doing that work, whether we're talking about environmental issues, we're talking about women's issues, we're talking about labor issues, or economic issues. I've been doing that work for over a decade. And so that's why I'm ready when it comes to making a difference in policy on day one in Lansing.
The winner of the Democratic primary in the 60th State House District August 5th will face Republican Mike Perrin in November. You can hear extended interviews with Hoadley, Buskirk, and Goodacre at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.